Hello, and welcome to Canada Reads American Style. This is Shauna.
And I'm Rebecca.
And we're here to discuss our impressions of Life on the Ground Floor, Letters from the Edge of Emergency Medicine.
And this was written by James Miskolic, who is an emergency room doctor and humanitarian.
You know, this book starts off, I thought it was going to go a really cool place because he talks about his balls.
His what?
His balls.
He talks about his balls?
Yeah, look, it says, my balls are creeping as close as they can to my pelvis. So just think, if you have no context, listen, if you have no context and you're thinking about his balls creeping up into his pelvis, what do you think it...
I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing. I actually forgot about that part.
He could be getting ready to do that, right? Well, listen, that is not what he's doing. What he does is he does this weird thing where he's going to jump off into some cold water, and then it talks about him getting a job offer to go to Ethiopia. But then you get into the next page, and it completely changes to something else. So I'm saying you get two paragraphs about his balls going into his pelvis and this job offer about Ethiopia. The next page literally starts with him being in Ethiopia.
Okay.
There's my impression of this book.
Okay. I got past his balls because I actually didn't remember that was even part of it. I actually started to cry at the beginning of the book. I cried. I teared up. I seriously did. So I had a completely different perspective than you did. And that is freaking hilarious because I did not even, I don't know why you're so focused on his balls, but anyway, I'm sorry. Thank God this is
explicit. He brought it up first.
Oh, he did. He did.
The very first page.
Oh my Lord.
It's anyway. Not even a chapter.
No, it's, I will say, I thought the first few pages, yeah, it's like a, what is it, like 4 pages where he just kicks off the book. I mean, didn't quite follow it. I mean, I did see it that way, which is a little disjointed, right? Mm-hmm. But then the chapters start and it's A is for airway. I think B is for breathing. C is for circulation. And I thought that's kind of a cool little trick to name his chapters that way. Yeah. I kind of like that. So
and
I don't know.
Goes on the way to Z is for Z end. So
it says what is for Z end? Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
Is
well,
it? Well,
I said
isn't that...
Z to.
No, no. I know people say that, but it's saying for Z end. You mean like the end?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's not funny. No, I'm kidding.
Well, it's not like he could say Z is for zebra.
There's a disease, zebranosis or something like that, I think. No, I don't know. I made that up.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, well, is there an X? I think it's X-ray. Duh. I guess it's probably X-ray.
No, it says XY is for man.
Oh, it's for a man.
That's clever.
That's very clever. So, okay, well, I'm not going to get hung up on the chapter title. Well, I might. I might kind of, because I never really read chapter titles. I always have to go back and reread them. It's kind of weird. I don't know why I skip them. But
yeah, that is weird.
It is. No, it is. I agree. It is weird. But anyway, I personally really think I will love this book.
Okay.
And I think the reason I will like it is, well, okay, wait a minute. Can I back up? I think I'm going to love this book, and I think I'm not going to love this book.
So now I have two reasons. It's a love-hate relationship?
It's not hate.
Oh, okay.
But here's why. He goes into a lot of description about, like, airways or breathing in the first few chapters that we read.
Yeah, something about where you take your finger and if you follow the pathway of the soft under part of your neck and you hit the top of something that's kind of
bony.
It feels kind of bony, that's where your airway is and that's where they're supposed to cut in order for you to receive air if you're having a blockage. And he describes that in detail. This is not that. I literally read that.
Yeah, you're not a doctor. You don't play one on TV,
nope,
right?
No, I'm not.
So that's why, okay, so this is why I will love it and why I will not love it. Not hate it, but I will not love it. Because I am somebody who, when I read something, it sticks with me for the rest of my life. And I realize my length of the rest of my life is shorter than yours. But I'm worried that I'm going to have some of this stuck in my head about different things about body parts. So yeah, I get a little obsessive about detail, medical details. So in that way, I might struggle a little bit with the book.
Right.
But the part that I love is I love, so far, just in the first few chapters, I love the relationship he has with his grandfather.
Okay.
And I think that's what kind of, I got all teary about it because, you know, as, again, I'm twice your age, so my parents are getting up there in age and, you know, the inevitable will happen.
Right.
And it's, and I'm a caregiver, mm-hmm. not a very good one, but I'm a caregiver. I mostly battle with them right now. So it's I'm not that good of a caregiver. So I would not actually officially call me that. I'm mostly just like, I help with my dad's medications, but anyway, but you know, when he talks about it, it just brings out home again about the stage I'm at in my life and where my parents are. And the truth is when you get up to, I think when caregivers get up to that point where their parents are, you know, towards the end, mm-hmm. it makes you look at your own mortality and that's a really, really hard place to be. And that's why you kind of mentioned earlier about from another podcast about you're a millennial and you think you're invincible. And it's true. I didn't want to say it till now, but it is so true. When I was your age, even though you go, I know I'm not going to live forever, blah, right. blah, blah. You do think that when you're exactly. younger, you can't help it. You, cause you know, theoretically you have this long life ahead of you. Right.
Right.
But boy, when you get to this stage of life, there's this, you know, yeah, you can see that the end is fast approaching and it sucks. It sucks both for my parents and it sucks for me because right. you're just moving down. Anyway, so that's why I say I think I'm going to love the part about his grandfather because I think it will help me learn and get something out of it for the situation I'm going through right now.
Right.
But I really kind of hate to read all the medical detail because I'm going to get obsessed about it. So how do you feel?
Well, you know how you say that something's going to stick with you. I am a type of person who has like phantom pains. So if I see something on TV or if I read something, I feel those types of things occurring to my body. So it's a little rough for me.
Oh.
So sometimes I gloss over or I'll fast forward or my boyfriend likes to make fun of me for like, I'll put my hands over my eyes.
Yeah.
And I'll even put my fingers in my ears just to cover some of the noises because I can't, you know, if I try to even imagine something like that happening. I remember watching House of Wax and some woman puts her finger up through gate, mm-hmm. these grates and the guy cuts her finger off with a pair of pliers. And I just, man, that is so, I can feel the tingles already. So anyway.
Are you going to be able to read this, do you think?
You know, I think it's going to be hard for me to read it because I don't like the way it's written. Oh. I don't like how disjointed it is. Even, I know that you've gotten a little farther than me. You're on E and I'm on C, but it took so much concentrated effort to get all the way to C because he jumps so much from paragraph to paragraph. It's not even chapter to chapter jumps. It's paragraph to paragraph that jumps, which is why when I started off the podcast, I was talking about his balls. And then the next page, he's getting off the plane. And literally, that's only three paragraphs.
Okay. How about if I explain what I think might be why the style is the style?
Well, I think I understand the premise. It's an emergency room. It's a fast pace. And you always have to take care of things in a hurry, you're multitasking and you're moving on. I feel like he's trying to create the urgency in the book.
100%, I agree.
But you talked about his grandfather and him trying to relate with his grandfather and such. And I mean, I'm not, letter C isn't that far away from E. I don't see his grandfather a lot in here.
Well,
there's like one or two sentences sparsely put into these stories about the emergency room.
And part of it is because his grandfather, I think his grandfather is what, in Alberta? I think he's in Alberta. And so he goes back to see his grandfather because again, he works in Toronto. He goes to Africa to do his work for, I think it's Doctors Without Borders. I think that's what he's doing.
Okay.
And I mean, when he put the initials on it, I looked up the initials and it's like the French pronunciation of Doctors Without Borders. I think that's what those initials stood for.
Okay.
But even then he didn't describe that. So I've got to look it up because I don't like not knowing something in context. So I looked it up, but I think he's not necessarily going to have a lot of contact with his grandfather, but he does talk about sitting at the table with him, et cetera, and how his grandfather is. And it, like I said, and I think that's why I love that phrase. What is it? Every person, every woman for a book, every book for a woman. Like the idea is a book will speak to you personally. Mm-hmm. And I just think where I'm at in my life, I think this book is really going to speak to me. If his grandfather wasn't in the book at right. all, I don't know that this would, it wouldn't mean the same thing to me, but I just think that is that piece that will. And because I need some relief from it, I don't mind that it's a little bit of his grandfather here and there so that it gives me some ability to get through the whole book and not just be focused. Because if it was a book just about like end of life, like his grandfather mm-hmm. end of life, yeah, I don't think I could read it right now. So
see, I wish that his grandfather was more into it, because I've already lost both of my grandfathers. I won't ever get the chance to be with them again until, you know, after I go. And so I had really great relationships with those people in my life. I shouldn't say those people, my family.
Yeah.
And I guess the aspect of, you know, these are family, and he wants to talk about all this other stuff, but very sparsely connected to his family. I thought the whole premise of this book was to connect the idea of end of life with the occurrence of life. And so far, I'm not really seeing that in the beginning of this book.
Well, I mean, I think it's like you said, though, which is that it's the idea is it's mimicking his life in emergency medicine. So I think those three things are not in conflict with each other, you know? I do think the whole, your focus on his balls at the very beginning is kind of a weird thing, but whatever. No, but I do think...
I'm trying to be engaging for our readers.
I have to laugh because you never told me you were going to say that. And so I apologize if you end up hearing like this... Remember that one dog on that cartoon? No, you're too young, but there was a dog in a cartoon like when I was growing up, and it used to go... I mean, it like would laugh like in this harsh way. Anyway, that's what I'm afraid you may have heard me laughing in the background like that dog. I think his name was Muttley on some cartoon back in the old days. But anyway, no, I do think that the three are not in conflict with each other, because he is going to Africa and he's working in a way that doesn't show. I mean, they have very little of whatever they need, right? Then he's in Toronto and he's saying, hey, there are some parallels here, which is shocking. And then there's this thing about him caring for his grandfather. So I don't know. I kind of, at this stage, in the first five chapters, I don't see anything in conflict yet about the three.
Gotcha.
So,
I'm excited to say, you know, as I flip through this book, there are pictures.
There are pictures.
So maybe that will, you know, get those out there who enjoy looking at the pictures.
Oh, wait a minute. They're medical pictures?
No, they're not medical pictures.
Oh. You don't have pictures in them.
Yeah, one's of a plane.
Okay, now we're both taking the time quietly to look through the book to see about pictures.
Oh, see, like this one's a graph.
Okay, well, I saw the graph, but that's all I saw. This is not a picture book, people.
Look, so on page 193, there's a picture of a guy on a ladder and a couple of guys holding the ladder.
Okay, I see that, yeah. Well, anyway, there are not... Okay, so there's a couple of pictures. Seriously.
Well, I guess there's one there. Look at the pictures, too.
126.
Because Rebecca likes to skip ahead and look at the pictures.
That is not the case, even though I did that with Clint Malarchuk's book. The point is, when they put that centerpiece in where they have all the photographs, where you're reading the book and then all of a sudden there's this boop in the middle, all these photographs.
Yeah, you should not
look at the photographs in advance. I do.
But you should not. You need to read the story up to and then look at the
When you can show me in writing that there's a written rule about how people read a book, I will be happy to comply. Pretty sure it doesn't exist. No, these are just sort of pictures scattered throughout the book.
Yeah.
There aren't that many.
No.
Like maybe six.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay.
I think my Winnie the Pooh bookmark is probably the best looking picture.
Probably it is.
Yeah.
I use a little post-it. I cut little pieces of strips of paper for Post-it. That's interesting. What do you all use for bookmarks? Because we work in a library, and people use all sorts of really interesting and sometimes disgusting things as bookmarks.
Yeah, recently there's been that whole social media triage of... Is triage the right word?
No. Nope. But it's a medical term.
Yeah, I was trying to use
emergency room triage is when you figure out who needs care the most first, and then you go to that person to help them first.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but
well, what I guess is it? My medical terminology thing didn't work out.
That's all right.
The idea of people using food inside of the books.
Oh, that. Which was that the corn chips or pizza? What was that?
Well, they tried almost everything. Yeah. People would put.
Oh, Band-Aids. Oh my gosh, seriously. Yeah.
Condoms.
So. Yeah, so don't do that. Just use an actual bookmark.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah,
post-it notes.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you own the book, you get to use whatever you want in the book. But if you are using public library books or college books, please don't use disgusting things. We don't want to see it.
Yeah, we don't.
So please don't.
We already have enough disgusting things in our lives.
Maybe so.
So. Anyway, we will wrap this up and make sure that you like, subscribe, rate, and review us. And
I just want to apologize for the comments about balls and condoms and what else nasty things that are in books. I just want to wrap that. That's how I want to wrap it up.
We'll see you later.
All right, bye.